Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultralife. My name is Mike, and I'm joined by one of the most pleasant people that I have ever run with. Totally enjoyed my Swami experience with this man, and I'm sure you guys are going to love him too. So let's welcome in Mr. Art McDonald. Art, you ready to go for a little run?
Of course.
Awesome. It was so much fun sharing a couple miles with you during Swami and just watching your minimalist approach to going over the sand. Every time I saw you, I was just like, man, this guy has the most minimal approach, and I just loved it. So yeah, it was awesome. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Art.
You got me there. Okay, very briefly, I grew up in Milwaukee, then I spent some years in Montreal. Have been in the Carolinas since 1996. My now 35-year-old son started running. I think he did his first marathon when he was 15.
Wow.
So around 2014, I decided to see what he was going through. By this time, he was, 21, 22 years old. And I got into it. I've been running seriously since 2014. And it's just been a case of building on that, getting the first marathon underway, and then just going to longer runs and more runs, and I've really thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's amazing. So you were 60 when you started running.
When I started running seriously, I've run all my life to keep in shape for other sports. But yeah, I did my first marathon when I was 61.
That's amazing. So what was your first marathon?
Charlotte.
Okay, Charlotte.
Yeah.
So do you ever get to run with Stephen Dentz down there? Are you in the Charlotte area?
Steve and I run a lot together. We did, we're obviously the most recent Swami. We did the Fellowship of the Idiots a few weeks before that. We ran into each other. I think last July we were in a pub tour together, which involves doing like 8 pubs while running 8 miles. And you stop at each one for a drink.
That's awesome.
So Steve and I keep in touch. He's a good guy, real good guy.
Yeah, it was amazing. I like Steve a lot. Now, you ran your first Swami back in, was it 2022?
2022, yes. Yes, it was a totally different race, totally different event. This year, the field was far deeper. I think that's a good thing because the word has spread. In 2022, only 9 of us finished. This year, I think 20 finished. So it was, and it was much better. 2022, I finished 2nd overall, which this year I was nowhere near that. The field was just that much better.
Yeah, the field has definitely gotten much, much deeper. There's some amazing athletes that are showing up for this thing now.
So, I mean, when the winning time was 58 hours, good God.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. Matt and Michelle Gray, just those two times. I mean, Michelle was, what was she like?
63.
63. Yeah, she broke last year's record too.
Which was
67.
Record. In 2022, the winning time was 73 hours. And the guy who did it wasn't exactly an amateur. So it was, it was amazing. I remember seeing the leader when I was heading out at Redonte, and he's heading back. And I think, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Matt Jenkins, he's a rare beast.
Yeah, he was. He did. The interesting thing about him, I knew of him before the Swami. They had an event called the Virtual Race Across Tennessee during the pandemic, and the idea was to do 635 miles, being the distance across Tennessee, in 120 days.
Right.
And I think Matt did 7 crossings.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he did every mile on the treadmill. Wow.
Yeah, the dude is a beast. In 2022, wasn't that the year that he ran the beach back barefoot?
I think so. I mean, nothing Matt has done would surprise me.
He's amazing. Yeah, but this year it was an incredible stacked field. But I remember watching you go out, and I will never forget this, because you were up in front of me, and I kept on thinking, is that a guy? Is he in the race? Because he's only got this little, you know, like swag bag and a football jersey on. And I kept on looking up the beach, and I'm thinking, yeah, I think I was with Don Knotts and who else? Oh, and Tyler Drapo. And we kept on going, he doesn't have anything. Does he even have a bottle of water? And we're all just looking and talking. And then I kind of went up ahead of Tyler and Don and caught up with you and chatted with you a little bit. And I was just so intrigued by that you had the minimal amount possible. And I forget what your goal was. Was it 50 miles a day or something?
It was 15-minute miles.
Okay.
What I was doing, I would do, let's say I'm beginning, so I would run for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Sorry, I would run for a, it's like a third of a mile, and that would normally be 50, be 5 minutes. And let's say I was at the 3:30 mark, I would walk for another minute and a half,
Okay.
and then I would say, okay, and now I'm going to get to the half mile mark, and I should be there at 7:30, and I'd be there at say 6, and I would walk. So it was discipline. It was
Wow.
discipline, but yeah, and minimalist. I knew I didn't want to carry a lot. I did have water, but yeah, no,
Yeah,
that's a.
did you tuck the water in a pocket of
Eventually,
your
it
okay.
just got to give me a carry. And the football jersey was with a purpose. That was my touch football jersey from 1983, and I was number 22. And as you
Yep.
well know from the Swami, 22 is the theme.
Yes.
So I wore that 2 years ago, and I wore it this year for a reason. Because of the number 22.
And I'll bet you started some conversations with people along the way, didn't you?
Oh yes, the team we played for was called Ocean Tavern. They would ask where that was and what the purpose
Right.
of it was, and I would explain it's number 22. And well, I guess I can take pride in the fact I still fit into it. So
That's amazing. Yeah, that is incredible.
that was the purpose for 22. Yeah.
Now, what other races besides Swami have you done? Have you done any of these really long, crazy things before, or?
I did, let's see, what have I done in the Ultras? The first one I did was in 2017. I did the JFK 50. And that was really special for me because I did it with my son.
Wow, that's awesome.
And we finished. And I remember looking at the crowd, and I think there may have been about 10 of us there who remembered President Kennedy. So it was an interesting event. Then I guess the other long one I did. This was my prize for finishing second in the Swami in 2022. I did the Thailand 24. I got free
Okay.
entry into it. I would
Oh,
joke
that's
that, you know,
awesome.
I would joke the second prize was two free entries, but it was I did manage to get 100K in that one. And then my biggest challenge was I turned 70 last April, and I was determined to do 70 miles on my 70th birthday. So I did that. So
That
I
is
guess,
awesome. So did you just
yeah.
set up a route and just go do 70 miles?
What I did was I put together my favorite runs in Charlotte. So I had the
Okay.
marathon and the half marathon and the various races I've done over the years and put them all together. And
That is awesome.
my son got me started. He turned 30 and he did
Okay.
30K. So he challenged me to do whatever I was at the time, 66, 67K. And so I did that. And then in fact, about 70, I'll try for 70 miles. So my birthday's in a few weeks. I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but I will do something.
Got to do 71. At least you, yeah, 71 miles.
Well, who knows? I may go back to K. We'll see.
There you go.
We'll see.
There you go. Well, this year, so I celebrate my 60th birthday this year, so I decided to go do 6 days in the dome, a day for
Oh,
every
good for you.
decade.
Oh, good for you. On my 60th, they had the, it was then called the Duke Center Stair Climb. And I did that on my 60th, so I have a shirt from that.
Wow. Oh,
Yeah.
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. And how
No.
long did that last?
Well, I think the Duke Center has 1,195 steps,
Wow.
and you try and do it in under 10 minutes.
Oh,
So
you've
it's a
got to be
different,
kidding me.
yeah, it's a different thing, and it's a race you cannot train for unless you work in a building.
Right.
Yeah, you just can't. That was fun.
That's crazy.
So
So I imagine you're retired now, but what did you do as a profession?
I was lucky. I retired just before I turned 62, so I was lucky in that
Okay.
respect. Well, I got my CPA years ago, and I worked for Pricewaterhouse as it then was. It's now PwC for 10 years. And then I put in 10 years, 11 years almost at Michelin, which was fun. And what brought me to, I did a variety of other things. And then in 2007, I came to the Charlotte area working for a company called 3D Systems, which allowed me to retire early. So that
Wow.
kept me busy. It kept
That's
me busy.
awesome. So now the running has always been kind of part of your life, but when you
Yeah.
turned 60 is when you started doing the distance running.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No, I would run just to, as I said, to keep in shape. I played basketball into my 50s. I just enjoyed sports.
Yeah, I can
So,
totally picture you as a basketball player because you're
well,
tall.
I
So
don't know about that. I enjoyed the game.
now this year for Swami, what was the experience like compared to 2022? Because 2022 had some pretty vicious weather, didn't it?
The weather wasn't bad. I knew what to expect, which was good. I think the big difference is this year I actually had some physical issues. 2 years
Okay.
ago, I didn't. So this year it went fine. By the way, I will never complain about the wind again because I had that 40-mile-an-hour wind at my back coming back.
Oh, yeah. That was nice.
I'll tell you how tired I was. I looked at the weather forecast for the next day, and it said winds 40 miles an hour S, and I'm figuring they're blowing south. I said, "Oh God, I'm gonna be running into that thing." And then I realized that meant they're from the south. But anyway, and then I guess the one scary moment was when we were coming back, and the police were saying they may close the bridge,
Oh my
and
gosh.
I'm thinking being stuck on the Outer Banks. Not that there's anything wrong
Oh,
with that, but
on P
it's got to
Island,
be
yeah.
open. Yeah, exactly. But
Yeah.
the worst moment was coming in with about 5 miles to go on the beach, which would be 7 miles left in the race, and I was just out of it. I was absolutely dizzy. I was lying down, and I was I knew I was going to finish, but this was about 10, 9 o'clock at night, and I thought, I'm going to finish. Now, it may not be till tomorrow morning, but I'm going to finish. And it was just scary. And it was, I eventually made it. But I remember lying down there and thinking, God, am I ever going to get up? And then I
Wow.
just had this vision. I'm lying down there and I'm looking up at the sky and there's the stars and there's the water, obviously, coming in on the tide. And I'm thinking, if there is a God, this is absolutely beautiful,
Yeah.
But I still got another 5 miles to go. But
Oh my gosh.
that was a scary moment. 2 years ago, I finished strong. I did 15-minute miles for the last 30. And came
Wow.
in, I came in and I basically sprinted the last mile, but this year was not the case. So, but I'm sure you'll agree, not finishing was not an option.
No,
And
yeah, that was just it.
you just keep pushing. I kid myself. I don't think there's too many 70-year-olds who finish a 200-mile race on February 29th. So.
I you know what? I don't think there's many 70-year-olds that finish a 200-mile race, period, Art. So I
Well,
think you're
I'll throw in the February 29th, so that'll be a.
yeah.
But
Well, I'll go ahead and say that there's not many, period, that finish a 200-miler.
my brother is a is an was an elite athlete. I mean, he was an Olympic alternate and all that stuff.
Oh
So
my gosh, wow.
he got all the athleticism in the family. And one of his sayings is that the pain will go away, the fact you quit won't. And
Yes.
I remember that all the time. So it's a yeah.
Yeah. I got violently ill outside of
Okay.
Tsavo, and I mean,
Oh God. Yeah.
laying in the sand with my pants down around my ankles, having just everything that was in my body had just emptied out. And I was laying there and going, you know, it'd be so easy just to call for a ride home. Yeah, the thing that got me through that was going, you know, veterans don't have the option of quitting, you
That's
know,
it.
and the whole point that we're running this race is to help these veterans know that, hey, there's no quitting. You can't quit on yourself. And so I was like, all right, dude, it's time to suck it up and just, you know, move forward as best as you can. And it wasn't pretty all the way to the lighthouse, but man.
What kept me going was two visions. One was of Swami's father holding a picture of his son.
Yes.
That so powerful.
Yeah.
And the other was Josh, who said this year, I think it was James who mentioned it 2 years ago, that your lowest moment will not be any worse, won't be anywhere near as bad as their lowest moment. And
Yeah.
okay, yeah, let's keep going. But
Yep. Yeah.
you keep pushing as you did. So
Yeah. James and Josh do a tremendous job with
they
Swami.
do.
And I mean, the guys, the two of them are just amazing. And Sherry, I mean, what a prize she
That's
is.
right.
Oh my
All three of them are
gosh.
great. All three
Yeah.
of them are great. Very,
Amazing
very
people.
important. Yeah. Amazing.
So
It's a,
what prompted you to sign up for Swami's the first time?
I'm trying to remember. What was it? Okay. Yes. Now I remember. So I mentioned the great virtual race across Tennessee that Matt won.
Right. Yep.
And I did, I think I did 1,500 miles in that 3 months. So I got
Okay.
rec 4 months rather. So I got recruited for this team for the next event, which was the circumpolar race around the world.
Oh, yeah.
And
Yep.
it was 30,000 miles on a 10-person team. And I got put on a team full of ringers. And we wound up winning by 58 days.
Oh, my
So
gosh.
yeah, we did the 30,000 miles among the 10 of us in 198 days.
You are
And I
kidding me.
no. And
Wow.
I decided in that race, I would try something from a part of a story I really admire, and that's the story of Terry Fox. Do you know that story?
No, I don't.
Terry Fox was a young man who had lost a leg to cancer.
Well, this
And
is the Canadian guy, right?
in the
Oh, tell the
1980,
story. This is awesome.
in the 1980, he decided to run across Canada to raise money for cancer research on a 1980s artificial leg. And he made it 3,339 miles in 143 days before the cancer returned that would kill him. And he wound up dying like 6 months later. But the quote of that story is almost $1 billion has been raised in his name for cancer. So it's a,
Wow.
true heroism. So I thought during this race around the world, I would try and mimic that race.
Okay.
So I did. So I did 3,339 miles in 143 days.
Oh my gosh.
On two good legs, and being able to stop and sleep in my house and not have the different
Yeah.
weathers, so not even comparable. But he was 22, and I was, whatever I was in 2021,
Wow.
68 or something. Anyway, so that I met some people virtually through that, and they told me about this Swami race,
Right.
and I thought, gee, this sounds interesting. And I thought, my dad was a Marine. And I thought, gee, this would be something to try. And so that's how I got into it. But it was all because of the virtual races we did. By the way, the 4,300 miles I did in that race around the world was third on our team. So
Oh, you're kidding.
that was full
With
of
a
some
bunch
pretty
of ringers.
yeah. No, no,
That's
that no
awesome.
the fact that there were two people who did more than I did. I
Yeah,
think
no
our
kidding.
best the best guy I think did 6,000 miles.
Oh my
But
God, in 140 days?
198 days.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot of
Yeah.
miles. Wow.
Yeah. So, that's, I guess that was the background to the Swami. That's how I
That's
found out.
amazing.
Yeah. So,
So what else do you have like on your schedule? What are you looking at next?
I'm not sure. I'm doing a half marathon tomorrow,
Okay.
but I haven't done any speed work in a long time. So I'll just be happy to finish that one.
There you
And
go.
then going down the road, I'm not sure. I'd like to do some more races with my son, who's now, what, 35.
Okay.
So we'll see, but there's always something that intrigues me. I
Yeah.
want to, my kids say my last words will be, yes, I can. So I like to try and find something that challenges. I might try and do the Thailand again. So we'll see. We'll see.
All right. We'll have to talk you into doing Cape Fear 24 hours someday. That would be fun. It would
Yeah,
be
I
fun.
might try
Well,
that.
Cape Fear 24 is in October, and I think it's either the weekend before Tidelands or the weekend after Tidelands. But a
Okay,
lot of
we're thinking.
people who do Cape Fear do Tidelands and vice
Yeah,
versa.
I'm trying to think. Well, maybe we're thinking of different races. So there was one last week.
Yeah, because that was
It was
Badwater Cape Fear. Yeah,
Badwater Cape
Badwater
Fear.
Cape Fear. Yeah, and that
Okay.
was yeah, and I mean the young lady who won that, Kaylee Fredericks, is only 19 years old.
I know of her. She's a good friend of mine is Amy Adams, and
Okay.
she and Kaylee are teammates. And along with another guy, and they call themselves Past, Present, and Future.
Yeah, and they're
So,
going to do Salton Sea, I think, in 2 weeks.
yeah, and Amy's doing Badwater
Right.
135. So,
Yeah.
yeah,
Oh man, I'm cheering her on, man. I hope she finishes this year. I know that was
yeah,
heartbreaking for her last year. So,
yeah. I've gotten to know her
yeah.
pretty well. We met at Swami a couple of years ago.
I
Quite a
met Amy
story.
last year at Swami's. So
Yeah,
she's one of my heroes. Amazing
absolutely.
lady. Overcome a lot and just amazing, amazing, resilient lady. So yeah, love
Exactly. Yeah,
watching
so,
her exploits.
yeah.
So what is the thing that keeps driving you to keep on moving the way you do, Art? Because it's very intriguing to watch you because you're just so steady and you used the word disciplined earlier. You're very, very disciplined. Where does that come from?
I don't know. I guess you're born with it. But I think what drives me, I guess a couple of things. One, I like to challenge myself, which is, important. I think a lot of people who retire don't know what they want to do, and they
Right.
just rot. Essentially, they don't know what they want to do. And in my working career, I had a lot of challenges, and so this kind of replaces it. But I think the real reason I keep doing this is I think about my kids and the next generation. Fortunately, it's people who are not related to me mention it as well. It's just kind of set an example. I want my son when he's 60 to say, I have two sons. I want them both to say, oh, okay. Dad did this when he was 65. Okay.
Right, right.
I'm not quite ready for the scrap heap. So
Exactly.
that kind of pushes me. maybe this genetic. I mean, as I mentioned, my brother was an extraordinary athlete. I did not get his athleticism, but I guess maybe I
Okay.
had some of the drive. So who knows? But you just don't want to quit. You want to do as well as you can.
Exactly. So do you think you'll do Swami again?
When people ask me that question, I refer to a '60s song, "I'll Never Fall in Love Again," and
Right.
then the song Dionne Warwick mentions all the bad things, like after you do, he'll never call you. And at the end, she says, "So at least until tomorrow, I'll never fall in love again." So,
There you go. Well,
I
sign up starts Sunday at midnight, so
know April 1.
it's hanging out there, so yeah. I have a feeling that if you want to get into Swami's next year, you're gonna have to sign up really early.
We'll see, but
Yeah.
it's intriguing. I
All
wouldn't be
right.
surprised to see me there next year. But I got to hold my record as the oldest ever finisher, John
There you
Price.
go. Yeah. Okay, I was gonna ask, how much older are you than John Price?
I'm a year and a half older than you, so unless somebody
Okay.
else comes in, I'll hold it for another year. But
There you go. That's
we'll
awesome.
see. We'll
Yeah,
see.
well, yeah, John has done it all 4 years, so
John's amazing. I just kind
yeah.
of love.
If you don't try the hard stuff, you're never going to go out there and try the harder
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. I forget who said it, but it's along the lines of the greater the doubt that you'll finish, the more reward.
Yeah.
You and I could go out and walk 5 miles tomorrow without a challenge. Your neighbor would find that a major challenge.
Yeah.
There's no for her or him doing the 5 miles. Great.
Exactly.
No, you need a real challenge. I'm sure you follow the Barclays.
Oh, yes. Wasn't this year
And
amazing?
wow. And all these people are super accomplished runners.
Yes.
And 95% of them do not finish.
Exactly.
And you think, wow. And when you see the ones who do finish, and particularly Jasmine Paris this year, but you see the ones who do finish and think, how great they must feel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jared Campbell being, four-time finisher,
Four
John
times.
Kelly, three-time finisher, and Ihor Vares, out of nowhere, nobody knew his name until he finished second to Harvey Lewis last year in the backyard.
And he was
So.
a Ukrainian who settled in Canada, so he's
Yep.
hasn't had an easy back. But you look at this
Yeah.
stuff and like, wow. But then I tell myself, in the NBA, there's guys who can leap 4 feet in the air and do amazing things, and that's not normal. And I think you have people like the people we mentioned who just are not normal. They have the ability to convert oxygen into energy, and they have the drive, and all of this stuff that just is not there among 99.9% of the population, and you salute them for it. I mean,
Exactly. I was talking to somebody and I said, yes, everybody's going to remember the moment that Jasmine Paris was draped over the gate,
oh, yeah.
the yellow gate and everything. But how many people are going to remember what she looked like when she was coming down from Rat Jaw? Because there's one video of her coming down from Rat Jaw with just a terrified look in her face because she knew she was a little bit behind and she needed to catch up on time. And that to me is the best picture because it's like, you could tell right there that she knew that she was going to have to figure out how to get to the finish line. And that's the thing. You think about when she was a mile away and looking at her watch and going, I got 10 minutes. How am I going to
Yeah.
come up with a 10-minute mile?
It's just
And she did
amazing.
it.
I have a friend who did Western States last year, and he finished in the golden hour.
Oh,
And
wow.
he said, "I've never done so much math in my life. I got 4 miles to go, and I got X minutes. That's okay." And he said, he was just continually doing the math, and just amazing. Now that picture of her over the gate was something
Yeah.
that'll last
Yeah.
forever, I'm
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah. That you'll never get that out of your head. I mean, 'cause
No.
that's what it's like though. But I think that's what is so intriguing about the whole ultra running community is, if you saw the number of people who rose up and were just cheering her on all along that road as she's coming up and realizing that she is running uphill again, even that road's uphill to the gate. And the number of people like Greg Hamilton had just finished, and he's feeling like absolute dirt, and he's up and he's cheering her on as much as possible. Ihor's there, he's finished, he should be in the shower, and he's not going anywhere until Jasmine came in. And that's what the ultra running community is all about, and why I love it so much.
I love it. I'm obviously on the fringes of it, But the support is just astonishing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're at the Jarrett Campbell level or someone who's done four or five. You're in the brotherhood or the sisterhood or whatever. It's
Yeah.
really, I enjoy it. You meet people and you keep in touch with them, and it's all very supportive. And
Yeah, and
I
the thing is you're gonna remember it, and you're gonna have the stories forever. Like, the 20 finishers of Swamis this year, we're all gonna remember the stories, but we're also gonna remember the three who gave it everything they had. I mean, Kim and Ron and Elizabeth gave it everything they had, laid everything out there on that course, and they may not have made it to the finish, but we're all gonna remember those three just as much as we remember each one of the finishers.
Exactly. I ran into Ron just as he was about to quit. I forget where it was. I was coming back, and it was just breaking his heart, but he knew
Yeah.
he couldn't continue. And then I forget how far in. I think he was about 100 miles in. I'm not sure.
Yep. I
And
remember coming back and Kim was heading out and her knee was blowing up. I mean, her knee was probably three times the size of a normal knee, and she was just in tears. And I just remember stopping and I said, "Hey, can I just pray with you real quick?" 'Cause I said, "Man, you're struggling and I could tell this is emotional." And it was just such an honor to be able to spend a little bit of time just trying to encourage her to make do, at least the lighthouse and get a picture of the lighthouse,
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. It was just, this wasn't somebody giving up easy. It was
Yeah.
you realized it was not meant to be, and you hated it. But
Yeah.
I think I must have seen Ron. I'm not going to swear to this, but I must have seen him maybe 10 minutes before I called it a day,
Wow.
and it was sad. But he was. I mean, he's not a young man.
No, he's not. He's
And he's
not.
out there doing 100 miles, like that's okay.
Yeah, you think about it. I mean, he's definitely not young, but he's out there doing it, giving everything he has and laying it all out there on the line. And that's why I admire the three. That's why I always sit there and go, you know what? The three that didn't finish, they're no less than the 20 that finished. And it's so much fun going out. I don't think I made it out for your finish, but I made it out for a lot of people's finishes. And it was just, I may have actually, no, did I make it out for your finish, Art? I think I did.
I don't know. It was around 10 o'clock on February 29th.
Yeah, so 10 o'clock at night, right? Nope, I didn't make it out for your finish. I was in bed. So, sorry. Sorry, I didn't make it out for your finish.
No
I was
problem.
sleeping, man. Yeah, but I remember coming out on Friday for, I think Bob Morisi was the last one I saw come in.
I
So.
was out there for that too. And there was a picture taken of all of us who were there that morning. And I'm still leaning to the side. I'm still beaten up, but it's such a nice moment. I remember particularly Don Knotts finishing. He
Yeah.
was running, strong, and good for you. And then I saw his story. Like, have you seen his
Yes.
story?
I know,
Yeah.
it's amazing. It's amazing. He's actually going
Wow.
to be on the podcast next Tuesday. So,
Well,
yeah,
good.
listen to the podcast next Tuesday, 'cause to hear his full story and where he's come from and how he's gotten to this point. Wow, mucho kudos to that dude, man. I
Yeah,
mean, he's
the discipline to do that is just amazing.
Yeah.
I wow, good, good for him. But a
Yep.
stat at my stat my I sometimes quote to my friends, and they're probably if they're listening, they probably know what I'm about to say. But a third of the males born in the year I was have died,
Yep.
and 40% of them of the remainder are obese, as
Yep.
in on the extreme level obese. And you think, my God, I'm lucky to be able to go and do what I do. But, there's a story there everywhere.
Yes, there is. Yeah. And yeah, I think I really appreciate you coming on because I wanted more people to be able to hear your story. Because
Well,
I
thank you.
mean, you're just so disciplined and just I just love your minimal approach to it, and just oh shucks, not a big deal. I just yeah, just getting to hear a little bit of your story when I was out there, I was just so intrigued. I was like, man, this guy just moves efficiently and he knows exactly what he needs to do and boom, 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 and I loved it. Loved
Well,
it.
you're too kind. You're too kind, but it's worked. So, and
Well,
fortunately, too. I mean, I haven't had any major injuries, so that
yeah.
helps.
Well, it's because you train right. You don't go out and
Maybe.
overtrain and you don't undertrain, and that's the knowing that fine line of, keeping your body tuned is the big thing. And I think you're doing a fantastic job of it.
Well, thank you. Thank you,
You
Mike.
bet. Well, so as we wrap this up, I ask this of everybody who comes on the show. The name of the podcast is Living an Ultra Life. When you hear that, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
Ooh, the word living. One of my favorite songs is Rick Nelson's Garden Party. And there's a line in it where he says that memories are all I sang, I'd rather grab a truck. And I think too many people, when they get older, live in the past.
Yes.
And they're talking about, boy, you should talk about this major deal I did back in 1991, or the winning field goal I kicked in 1978 in high school. It's living. And each day you just try and face different challenges and do things and live in the present and go for the future. So when you say living the ultra life, I think the big word there is living.
Awesome. That is, that you're the first person to point that out, and I love that art. That is so cool. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us, Art. This has been an honor.
No, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultra Life.